We are Enneagram Type 9s. They call us the peacemakers, the mediators, the harmonizers, and even the comfort-seeking, self-forgetting, conflict-avoiding, anger-repressing, people-pleasing, procrastinating, indecisive, stubborn, passive-aggressive, yet undeniably likable sweethearts of the Enneagram. But guess what, 9s? We're so much more than that. I'm Kimberly Eclipse, a trained counselor, everyday mentor, and professional astrologer for peacemakers like you. And this is the Enneagram 9 Show. Hey, what's up, Type 9s? I am officially back. Welcome to the Enneagram 9 Show, Season 3. Now, it's been a minute. It's been a while. I know last time I posted an episode, I said, I'll be right back. I'm going to start this new job and move into my new home, and I'll be right back, like maybe in 2 months or so. But here I am, maybe a year and a half or so later, and I'm just now reemerging. It feels a little awkward, I have to say. It's kind of like when you're on a date, you're on a first date, and you say to your person, pardon me, I'm just going to use the restroom. I'll be right back. And then you're gone for like 45 minutes, and that person is left thinking, all right, either this date is going terribly and she escaped out the bathroom window, or she's having really terrible, massive diarrhea. Should I check on her? What's going on? What's happening? Well, yes, it's true. I guess this year and a half has been a little bit like a year and a half of diarrhea. I don't know, which sounds terrible, but in a way, this doozy of a year I've had has been excellent for me. Lots of crazy things have happened. It did, in a way, feel like a year and a half of diarrhea, but it also felt like the moments after the diarrhea where you just exhale and you are just so pleased with this new state of being in which there is no diarrhea any longer, and you're on to you can move on with the rest of your life. That's kind of how it has been for me. And without going into too much detail, because a lot of it is still fresh, oh my gosh, now that I have this diarrhea metaphor in my mind, when I say fresh, I'm just like envisioning a steaming pile of you know what. But what I'm trying to say here is that there are things that have happened in my time off that have been very difficult and transformative, and they're still fresh, so I can't get into all the details of it. But I will say that there have been a lot of changes in many of my relationships. I have been working on boundaries and working on my tendency to merge with other people. And by merge, we're talking about the type 9 tendency, if you're kind of working unconsciously, this tendency to make other people's needs and desires and agendas, to make them our own needs, desires and agendas, and to kind of forget our own priorities. So I've been dealing with a lot of that this year. And because I am getting more in touch with my own priorities, it's really caused lots of shifts in various relationships of mine. And these relationships, some of them have transformed and entered into a new season. It's like love transforming into some other version of love that looks quite different now than it had when things began. It has meant the end of certain friendships, the evolution of certain friendships. There are relationships now that are still continuing, but we've had to totally rearrange what the relationship is going to look like. It's been quite a year and a half. Now, I will say I feel very everything feels very tender for me right now, because like I said, there's been so much change and lots of newness and uncertainty and lots of experimentation too, because it's not like me to say something like, look, I don't think this friendship is healthy for us, or, you know, this relationship needs to change, or I need to step away from this for some time. The reason why I was able to make these bold moves and really prioritize myself and not feel too terribly guilty about it was because I made a lot of space for myself. I started going on dates with myself. And by that, I literally mean I would take myself out away from the influence of other people, and I would go on dates. And a lot of times, these dates were pretty much like walking in the woods alone for an hour and a half, and just, yeah, being by myself. It's incredible how much you know and are certain of and can be decisive about when you are alone as a nine, if you give yourself that space. So yeah, I've been enjoying these walks in the woods by my house, and I'd been doing fun things by myself too, like going to karaoke night by myself, not meeting my friends there. I mean, I did that too, but I also was just doing things by myself because I enjoy those activities and I don't need anyone to help me enjoy or relax or unwind. And I could feel like confident walking into a place where I don't know anyone, but you know what? I know I love singing along to 80s music. So I'm going to rest on that and then figure it out when I get there, even though I do tend to be a little shy in that kind of environment. So it's all been a fascinating experiment. But I bring this all up not just to fill you in on what's been happening and explain my year and a half disappearance, but also just to emphasize that nines need to come away. They need to be away from distraction, from competing agendas, so that we can get that clarity, get clear on our priorities, and then take action based on those priorities. And so I share all of this because I am creating a very sacred space, a very magical event just for Type 9s all over the United States and all over the world to come together so that we can reflect, learn, grow, make new friends. You might be having a guess as to what I'm going to announce here, but I'll be hosting Nines Rising, a virtual retreat for Type 9s. I facilitated an event like this back in 2022. It was a massive success. It was like my little baby, a project I had been working on, but it was also an experiment. I had never done anything like that before. And at the time, there really wasn't anything else like that for nines specifically. So it was an experiment, but it ended up being the most magical experience. One, because it was all nines in the room all over the world, not just in terms of our participants who got a ticket to the event, but also because our workshop leaders and all of our speakers were nines as well. So we had an incredible time. It was full of learning and growth and tears. And yes, it's just very moving and very special to experience something like that with just nines. So let me tell you about what's going to be happening at Nines Rising 2024. We're going to have some very special guests joining us. One of them is Karen Burley. Karen is a certified Enneagram teacher and somatic practitioner. She will be leading a workshop. Oh, and by the way, I neglected to mention that the theme of this year's retreat will be on merging. And so it'll be great. All right, so back to our lineup. So we've got Karen Burley, who actually led a workshop, the first retreat. And then we are going to have some live coaching. So we're actually going to call up a few retreat attendees, and they will be coached live in front of the group by Michael Shahan. Now, Michael Shahan, for those of you who is a very popular and loved licensed Enneagram informed marriage and family therapist. And if you visit his Instagram, he does teach and he speaks to all types. But he is a 9 himself, and he will be joining us to do some live coaching of volunteers in the audience. So that is a great opportunity to learn. It's really fascinating to see a 9 being coached because there's just a lot that you'll be able to relate to. It's just a really, it's a unique way of learning and growing. So I'm super excited about that. But what's special about this go around, Nines Rising 2024, that's different from the event that I held in 2022 is not only will we have the virtual retreat, but we're going to have some follow-up and continued connection after the retreat as well. So you know how when you go on vacation or you go on a retreat, it feels so wonderful while you're there. You have a new lease on life. You've got these new insights. You're coming away with some new tools in your tool belt. But then you get thrown into your regular life, into everyday life. And it's really hard to maintain the commitments that you made to yourself while that retreat or on that vacation. It's really hard to implement some of the tools you gained because here you are in your old environment and it's real easy to just kind of slide right back into old patterns and ways of thinking. So you thought about that challenge and I thought, well, what if we stayed in touch after the retreat in a very, you know, casual way and just continued to support each other while we were thrown back into the cold water? And what if we met about 1 month after the retreat to talk about what it was like to rejoin, you know, the real world once again and talk about the challenges that we bumped up against? So basically what we're doing is 1 month after the retreat, we're going to have a follow-up session where Karen Burley will rejoin us for a Q&A about what do we do when we're back in the real world after coming off the high of the retreat. So there's just so much I have planned for this entire experience, and I do hope you will join us. You deserve time away. You need time away. And I hope that you can carve out that time for yourself. There are many ways to do it, not just this retreat. But if you want to do it in the company of other nines and with the guidance of nines who are very familiar with growth, who are trained to support you, then come join us for Nines Rising 2024. It's going to take place on Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. And it's going to be an amazing, magical, life-giving experience. So it's, like I said, it's virtual. You can join us from anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world. It's going to be about a half day long. There's going to be continued support in the month after the retreat. And then there's going to be that reunion of sorts 1 month after the retreat where we will reunite, have a Q&A, and figure out what's next. The other nice thing that we have baked into the retreat is that you'll be in groups. We'll be splitting up into groups at different times in the day, just so that you can kind of reflect on what's been going on during the retreat. You can talk about with your breakout groups, you can talk about what you witnessed during the different workshops and live coaching sessions. You can process together. You can make some new friends. And what's nice is you'll be doing all that at the retreat, but then you're having a reunion with your group as well when we meet again 1 month after for the Q&A bonus session. So once again, mark your calendar for Saturday, May 4th, and then you can purchase your ticket at Enneagram9.com. That's Enneagram, the number 9.com. Now, one special gift that I'm offering is a 25% off discount code for those of you who want to join us and who are early bird purchasers. So when you go to the website, just type in podcast 25 for 25% off. That is my special gift to those of you who noticed that another new episode of the Enneagram 9 Show popped up in your on your podcast player and you pressed play right away. So my gift to you and my thank you to you is this 25% off discount code, which will be good for just a couple of days. This offer ends at midnight on Monday. So that's April 1st, April Fool's Day, midnight on that Monday. So it's just a few days to grab your ticket with 25% off. For those of you who attended the retreat in 2022, you have an even juicier discount as my thank you to you for joining me that first time around when it was just a big experiment. So make sure you are checking your email for a message from me with your big juicy discount code. So I hope to see you all there. All right. So I want to end today with a very, very special message for all of you type nines out there. During one of my dates with myself, I decided to do a little bit of journaling, but I did it a little differently from how I normally do it. What I did was I was in my room and I was sitting in front of the window with the sunlight coming down right on me. And I sat on the floor and I started to write a letter. It was a letter from love, from the universe to me. And this is an exercise that I learned from Elizabeth Gilbert. She is one of my favorite writers and spiritual teachers. And she talked about writing a letter from love to yourself, kind of just letting your pen go and seeing what happens. Like, if you were to open up and just receive any message that is meant for you to receive, what would happen? So I was doing this for myself, but then the letter started to transform into a letter for nines. And that was not my intention when I started off, but that's just kind of what happened, what unfolded. So I want to take the next few minutes to share with you a portion of that letter from love, because while it was a gift to myself, it's a gift to you as well. And it's just kind of got channeled through me at the time. So here is your letter from love. You are a miracle. Every fiber of your being was woven with love, the love that fuels all people, all beings, all of the universe. You are one of my most special treasures, not because of how you act or what you give or what you're meant to accomplish. You're special because you are a light. A walking, talking, breathing beam of light, because you carry my light inside you just by existing. It's simple as that. You're good, you're powerful, you're messy, you're whole, complete. From the beginning of your life up until now to the end and for forever, you are already all the things you're trying to be. I see you. I see the full spectrum of you, the light and dark and gray in between. It's magnificent, like the changing colors of the sky. I even see your cravings, the things you long for. I know you. I know you seek connection, relationships, community, peace, and ease. You seek love. These are beautiful things to want, and it's the beauty inside you that craves them. It's the natural beauty in you that draws in connection, love, and peace, like bees to sweet nectar. Now, there's just one problem, one funny little twist in your thinking. It's really quite endearing. It's an endearing quirk that over time has become the greatest thorn in your side. I think you know what I'm going to say. You learned that to maintain the things you crave, to keep these treasures in your pocket, You had to trick them into your arms. You had to manufacture connection, love, and peace. And you do this by not making waves, by being easy, simple, flexible, by being void of any jagged boundaries or hard edges, by being weightless, formless, by being a non-issue. And so you keep many, if not most, of the realest, truest, juiciest parts of you in a box with a tight lid. A box that even you have trouble opening. You're an adult now, and yet, to your surprise, you are a mystery, even to yourself. The box you keep the most bold, colorful, intriguingly messy parts of yourself in is just the perfect box. It's not too big for people to handle, not too heavy to carry, not too fragile. You've made sure the box is just right for whomever is in the room with you. And sometimes you see yourself not as what's in the box, but the box itself. I'm here to tell you, you're not a little box of secrets that fits with ease into the palm of just anyone's hand. No, you're more like a tree, a tall, majestic, evergreen tree that sits on the top of a mountain. You are solid. Your beauty has weight. It takes up space, a lot of it. You are a sight to see. It's ironic that on your end, from your view, you feel more like a humble blade of grass on the ground, sprouting up from the cool soil. Just a simple little thing. And it's true that your natural simplicity and humility are marks of your beauty. But make no mistake, simplicity and humility are not the same as invisibility. You're not a small, supple blade of grass. You're bigger than you think. You're bolder than you feel. You are an evergreen tree with many sturdy branches, many prickly green needles that make up your foliage. You have a strong, unshakable trunk. You have roots that run deep. Yes, you have incredible depth. And you have a particular look, a particular scent, a particular way of standing atop that mountain. Here's the thing. You won't lose the connection, love, and peace you crave by being your full, complete self. It's actually the opposite. You'll experience these treasures more deeply and in new, more genuine ways by being your full self. Think about it. Who do you love and why? Do you only love people who show only the edited, watered-down version of themselves to you? No. The ones you love are the ones who love you, the ones who can handle the secrets in your box when you give them that privilege, the ones who will love you even if there's conflict or an argument, the ones whose true colors you've seen. Are you willing to be seen? If the answer is yes, if you're feeling courageous enough to place a bet on yourself, to take a risk in the name of that light inside you, we both know it won't be easy. It's true. You'll have to do some work to be your full self in front of others and in front of your own mirror. It'll be uncomfortable and icky sometimes. Your heart will race, your palms will sweat. You'll bump into things in life. You'll encounter conflict. You'll affect others. And others will affect you. They'll make waves in the ocean inside of you. But remember, you're worth the work. I know, work is work. It's not pleasant. And you're more of a lover, not a fighter. But you are worth fighting for. So, in conclusion, surprise, you're a gigantic tree on a majestic mountain. There, I said it. And now, go be it. Hey, Type 9, did you enjoy that episode? If you found it helpful, would you be the best and subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating and review? This really helps with getting the podcast seen by other peacemakers out there. Lastly, if you're looking for Type 9 resources, events, and services, check out Enneagram9.com. It's also where you can find a link to my services as an intuitive counselor and astrologer who works specifically with Type 9s. Again, that's Enneagram9.com. See you there.